Welcome to Hark the Herald podcast, and I am your host, Brother Harum. Today we're going to be talking about put on the new self out of Ephesians 4:24. In the New International Version, it's translated as, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And in the New Living Translation, it says, put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. And I guess we would like to start off is, how do you put on the new self? Or what does it mean to put on the new self? I mean, what is the old self, and what is the problem with the old self? Well, I'd like to first start off by saying, we know that in nature, everything in creation is evolving or growing. Everything in nature grows or develops itself. Us as humans, our development is twofold. First, there's a physical growth, which you and I have no control over. That's going to happen whether we participate in the process or not. We have no control over growing or aging. We have no control over that. But there's a part of us that you and I do have control over, and that is our innate nature. That is our soul or our minds or our spirit that we do have control over to a degree, our will. And we have that power to cultivate it either destructively or constructively. Destructively is by doing things that do harm to us both mentally as well as physically. Constructively as well, as I said in the last series, is that we have to first turn to our Creator, since you and I don't know what that kind of development looks like or what our ultimate aim and purpose is. Since God created us, He knows the ultimate aim and purpose. So first we got to start with God, turning unto God. And then we have to, we are also instrumental in that process, because we have to submit our wills to do that. We have to develop and change the way that we think. How do we change the way that we think? Well, we give our minds over to God. We study the words of God. We study scriptures. We pray. We fast. We pay our charity. We do those things that are good for our nature, that are good for us, and the cultivation of our souls and our minds and our spirits. In Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is good, what is the good, pleasing and perfect will of God. So we have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Meaning we have to transform the way that we think, or we have to change the way that we think. By giving ourselves over to God, by giving ourselves over to righteous purposes. Since it is God that created us, God created us to evolve back into Himself, to back into God. It is only through our connection with God that we truly evolve and grow, and that we reach our potential. Without God, you and I will never reach our full potential. Jesus Christ is an example of what that looks like. Jesus Christ is the perfect man, and He's an example for us. He accomplished, what none of us haven't accomplished. But He's the first begotten of the dead, meaning that He's the first one to become fully resurrected through com- by his complete obedience to the will of God, by coming one with God. So we have to engage ourselves into the same process that he engaged himself in and submit our will to do his. When we don't turn to God or we turn away from God, then we limit ourselves. We limit ourselves even with all of our education, because you cannot grow beyond the men or the people that you get in your knowledge from. See, when we turn to God, then through us, God can manifest himself and bring about new things. That which has never been done before. God will put new ideas into our minds. So why not turn ourselves to the Creator? Why not grow beyond our limited thinking or our limited potential, separate from God? God created us to be like himself. That's right. He did. He created us to be like him. And Christ, which Christ was an example of that. The perfect example of what that and what that looks like. With all the wickedness and craziness that is going on in the world, why not try something differently? Evidently, what we've been doing isn't working. What we've been doing has brought nothing but destruction, our own self-destruction. The pollution of the air, the pollution of the water, the poisoning of the foods and the soil and the earth. Everything that you and I depend on for our sustenance. When you turn away from God or turn to that which is other than God, then you become that which is other than God, which is wicked. That's why we're asked not to conform to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing or the renewal of our minds. Since we did not create ourselves, since we were not self-created, you and I know that we did not create ourselves. Right? So why not turn to the Creator or the source of our existence to continue to evolve and nourish us into perfection? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. There's a greater you that is in you. There's a greater you that is beyond your imagination or beyond your ability to perceive or conceive. There's a greater you. But how do we bring out the greater you or the greater I? That is only possible by turning ourselves over to the Creator for the cultivation and the development of that greater you. But we have to let go of the old you. And if you don't let go of the old you, then you deny yourself your own growth and development. Just think about that. Why hold on to the old you? Why be so content and comfortable with the old you that you don't want to let that person go? Do you know that anything that isn't growing or evolving is dead mentally and spiritually? It's dead. Even though it looks like it's leaving. Even though you're walking, talking, and breathing mentally and spiritually, you're dead. The soul, the inner you is dead. When we refuse to grow and develop, we refuse to turn ourselves to God to continue to nourish us into perfection, and we abort that process, then we miscarry. You cannot grow beyond the capacity of your own thinking and of your own mind. You can't do it. And that's death. That's what death looks like. Why limit ourselves to the thinking of the scientists and scholars in the world? We marvel over their greatness or their perceived greatness, and they are great, but they haven't reached their full potential. Why not want greater and strive greater? Why not allow ourselves the opportunity to grow beyond our current state of existence? Why not seek something greater? God is a good God, is a great God. So that if you and I desire to be great, we gotta submit to the great God, the God who is greater than all things in existence. Why limit myself to the thinking of another man? We don't realize by submitting our will and turning to our God, we unlock our full potential and our capacity to be greater. And we turn ourselves to that which is infinite, to that which is limitless. Why turn to that which is limited? God can make us great. Allah can make us great. I'm going to read from Romans 7:6. But now, having died to what bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the spirit and not in the old way of the written code. What law? The law of death. Right? When we live outside of God or away from God, then we live in the law of death. See? So we got to serve in a new way, the new way of the spirit. The spirit of what? The spirit of obedience, the submission to the will of Allah, to the will of Allah God. See? We turn to God. Let's go back to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis 2 and 7. It says, then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15 to 45 said, so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15 to 47, the first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. From heaven meaning that his knowledge and his source of his wisdom came from on high. It came from that which is infinite. It came from that from which is limitless. So, let's strive. Do not be not conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Let's put on the new man and put off the old man. Put on the new man made in the image and the likeness of God himself. All right, family, and I'm going to leave you as I came in the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum.